summer road.
Dionne Warwick, I just don't know what to do with myself. It's 64 degrees at WHFI. Classics 4, Every Day With You Girl. Gene Pitney, 1969 Old Gold. She's a heartbreaker.
Geraldine, when I talk about killer, I'm referring to my boyfriend. But there's another killer, one that's nobody's friend. Pollution. Pollution kills in a lot of ways. Air pollution kills trees and food crops. Water pollution kills lakes and rivers.
Please listen to Woodsy Owl, the new national spokesman for a clean environment. He has lots of good ways and tips to help fight pollution. Join me, Flip Wilson, and Woodsy Owl. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Airtime for that message provided by Regis Violin Shop, 31141 John R. in Madison Heights. Regis Violin Shop.
Time is golden on WHFI FM at 9:52.
Living in a beautiful dream.
Freddie Hart and Easy Lovin'. Old Gold remembers Paul Anka. WHFI Birmingham turns to gold right after the news.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Maury Trumbull. Markham Gartley, Norris Charles, and Edward Elias are back at home in the U.S. after their release by North Vietnam. Elias made the only statement of the three on arrival in New York.
I'd like to say that I'm happy to be home. And I'm thinking about a lot of the people, though, that haven't come home yet.
The Flyers and their families were driven away in military vehicles to the chagrin of anti-war activists who accompanied them from Hanoi. The activists charged two were coerced into leaving with the military. The Reverend William Sloan Coffin said,
neither the State Department or the Pentagon have made any effort to try to contact us or even the pilots to ask what the express expectation of the North Vietnamese was.
Navy Lieutenant Charles told the Black Audio Network he's disgusted with the U.S. government and hopes Americans will end the war any way they can. Japan and China have formally adopted diplomatic relations, ending a decades-old conflict. Japan also severed ties with nationalist China. This is UPI World News.
Millions of Americans lose millions of dollars in cash every year to pickpockets.
We called one guy one day. He had a broken arm, and he was using the other hand to pick the pockets with. If you need the money, you'll do anything for it.
This is Detective John Bicani of the New York City Pickpocket Squad.
We have these gangs of kids. We have about six kids go out, and a little crowd of women, they'll open the handbag and take the money, and they'll scatter. And it's very hard to apprehend them because they are young and they run.
A recent survey shows women, young people, and college-educated adults are the most loss-prone segments of the population.
They range in all types of sizes, weight, height. Anybody will take a pocket if they can. They know they can get away with it.
To Detective Bicani, thinking about pickpockets is all part of his daily routine. It should be for you, too. Police officials offer these suggestions to guard against pickpockets. Carry your wallet in your inside coat pocket, not in your rear pocket. Whenever possible, carry traveler's checks instead of cash. Carelessness can cost you money.
The U.S. Command reports one American died in Vietnam combat last week. 13 were wounded. Two Americans died of non-hostile causes. President Nixon returned from a California tour for a briefing from Foreign Policy Advisor Henry Kissinger, just back from secret talks in Paris. Both the U.S. and North Vietnam deny reports that substantial agreement is near. One published report said Kissinger would return as early as next week for further talks. Pi Chamberlain reports a carrier pilot has told Senate investigators of unauthorized Navy bombing of North Vietnam.
The testimony of former Lieutenant William Grepper was relayed to newsmen by Republican Senator Richard Schweiker of Pennsylvania.
They were briefed on what the targets were, on how to drop a bomb load, and on what their job was.
Were they told simply to assume?
Protective reaction or no?
Schweiker said there was no doubt from the testimony that the raids described by Grepper were deliberately planned in violation of rules that you could not bomb the enemy until he first took hostile action. Pi Chamberlain, Capitol Hill.
George McGovern charges crime has risen 33% in the past 3 years and said President Nixon is making glamorous headline-making trips abroad and leaving the cities to fall into decay. White House domestic advisor John Ehrlichman disputed McGovern's figures, saying the crime rise was only 19%. Connecticut Democrat Senator Abraham Ribicoff charges President Nixon has been backing away from a compromise welfare plan.
The opportunity here is to take my proposal, which consists today of the compromise worked out between the administration and myself, in which the working poor provision will be piloted out for a year to see if it works. If it works, we adopt it. If it doesn't work, we reject it. Now, that's a compromise I worked out with the administration. Now the administration is even backing away from that.
Other Democrats were criticizing the president. McGovern running mate Sergeant Shriver toured an East Side Detroit neighborhood and called the federal government the biggest slumlord in the nation. He said Nixon policies are forcing people to consider fleeing the cities. A tornado has struck two military housing sites at Great Lakes Naval Training Center near Chicago. It swept up the Lake Michigan shoreline, causing damage at North Chicago, Joaquin, and Racine, but there were about 8 injuries reported. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Maury Trumbull.
Gold is beautiful, the second time around.
Yours to remember, Stereo 94, Birmingham.
Three window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town. You make a trophy run. Three window coupe, you're the toughest machine in town.
Toughest machine in town.
Madam, may I help you?
Yes.
U.S. Arctic Cat dealer. I want three toasty warm Arctic Rider snowmobile suits, men's size L, women's size M, and a child's size S. My, they're so fashionable.
Size S.
And three pair of those famous Arctic Cat snowmobile boots to go along with the above. Three pair of Arctic Wear gloves. I understand there's nothing warmer.
Three gloves, uh-huh.
An Arctic Cat tachometer kit, a cat cutter, Arctic auxiliary gas tanks, twin saddlebags, an Arctic snowmobile cover, three Arctic Cat safety helmets, tow rope, an Arctic 12-volt battery, and electric starting kit.
Starting kit. Is that all?
That's it. Oh, wait.
Yes?
I almost forgot. I'll need an Arctic Cat snowmobile, won't I?
They're all coming over to Cat.
See the all-new 1973 Arctic Cat snowmobiles at all-season sales. $69.99 Livernoy at 20 Mile Road in Avon Township. All-season sales. Or at Dixie Marine. 4541 Dixie Highway in Drayton Plains. Dixie Marine.
You know a lot about drugs.
Oh, I live for drugs. It's great. Just lately, I freaked out on acid. I freaked out very, very badly. You know, I don't think I'll ever take acid again. And before, I thought that was the best thing in the world. I never wanted again, never acid again, because I had such a horrible time.
You know a lot about drugs.
Oh, I live for drugs. It's great.
Airtime for that message provided by Vidash Landscaping on Mound Road in Sterling Heights. Vidash Landscaping.
Time is golden on WHFI-FM at 10:08. Dimension. Go where you want to go. In Birmingham, it's 63 degrees at WHFI.
He was noted for his sound judgment and accuracy in business matters. He became a financier, accountant, economist, and statesman. In 1946, he was appointed to the Atomic Energy Commission. Think back and name this man.
We of this nation, desirous of helping to bring peace to the world and realizing the heavy obligations upon us arising from our possession of the means of producing the bomb, are prepared to make our full contribution toward effective control of atomic energy.
As a young stockbroker, he was seated on the New York Stock Exchange. His name in 30 minutes on Old Gold.
And come and stay with me. Old Gold remembers 1963, the chiffons, and one fine day.
This is Nancy Wickerson. We are accompanying King Arthur on a tour of the Great Castle here in Camelot.
All right, keep moving, folks. Keep moving.
King Arthur.
Coming up next on this fabulous free tour is the famed Black Hall of Camelot, a wondrous room where water drips constantly from the ceiling. Now, remember, this is another free Camelot attraction, no charge.
How is all this possible, sir?
Well, we make it up on the sale of Camelot umbrellas once they get inside and discover they're getting rained on.
The time is long ago. King Arthur will soon make a legendary niche for himself in world history. And
you have to be there.
Brought to you by Here and Now, 241 Pier Street in Birmingham. Our report in a moment.
Hey, you with the brush. I mean, can't you hurry up? 3,000 men are waiting for me to lead them across the Potomac.
Just hold that pose for a few more minutes, General Washington. I'm almost done. By the way, General, where'd you get that sharp waistcoat and those boots? You're some looker in those duds.
Yeah, they are kind of chic, as General Lafayette would say.
Yeah. Where'd you get them, General?
Seems to me I picked them up while I was vacationing last summer in the Michigan Territory, a place called Here and Now.
Nice place?
Yeah, I did some swimming, played some golf.
No, what about this Here and Now?
Oh, that. Well, it seems to me they had some of the grooviest threads in all the colonies. Listen.
Listen, go and see the most exciting shopping place in America, Here and Now, on Pierce Street in Birmingham. Here and Now is open daily till 5:30, Thursday and Friday evenings till 9. Master charge and Bank America cards accepted. Here and Now, all over America, and at 241 Pierce Street in Birmingham.
There, all finished, General George Washington. Want to take a peek?
I don't cut a bad figure for a founding father of my age, do I?
I know.
Yeah, a little too much gray around the temples, but not bad, Mr. Whistler.
Thanks.
But what's the idea of the shawl and rocking chair? I mean, I look more like my mother.
This is Nancy Wickerson. Our You Had to Be There microphone is courtside with King Arthur.
All right, the Camelot Land Tour will begin in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
King Arthur, how can you and the Knights of the Round Table take time from all the wars and the slaying of dragons to do this?
No, you're kidding, of course.
But according to history, sir, you and the Knights are engaged in heroic acts daily.
Well, that part is true, but have you any idea what it's like to face thousands of demanding fine visitors each and every day, do you? I mean, that's a real war for you.
No, sir. You mean to say, sir, this is nothing more than a giant amusement palace?
Nothing more? Do you realize we had 40,000 visitors jam this place in 6 short weeks from the day we opened? And now, folks, here adjoining the famed Black Hall of Camelot is the wonderful Hall of Torture. Your host in this room is Mr. Georgie Jester.
If you'll all be seated and slip the iron bracelets around your wrists and feet, you'll get some impression of what it was like in the days of yore when knights were bold. Which reminds me of a wonderful story.
King Arthur, isn't this room ever used for real torture?
That's what we're doing now, sweetheart.
Sir?
In just a few minutes, they'll all be looking for a way to get out of the place. And that's when we start pushing the King Arthur magic keys.
These are the jokes, my friend. You think they'll never end.
Magic keys guaranteed to open up anything. Already. Doors, turning iron gray. Bracelets.
Let's everybody singing and clanking their chains together now in rhythm. La 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 la. It's just like my mama sang it to me. I'll never forget that woman. How do you get out of this place? La 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 la.
You had to be there. Brought to you by Here and Now, 241 Pierce Street in Birmingham.
Time's as good as gold on Stereo 94 at 10:20. Steppenwolf with Magic Carpet Ride. Tony Bennett with Old Gold and I Wanna Be Around.
I Wanna Be Around.
Jabai, Birmingham.
What's life all about?
Life is people who don't love us.
Come on, you idiot. Move it, please. You are a loser, fella.
I hate you.
No matter what you do, you will always be a... Why don't you make me sick?
I don't want to hear your reasons.
Get out. You shut up.
Life is people who love us.
You are a love.
Well, why don't you call me when you get there?
Hey, you got to watch out for the stairs, though, because they're very slippery.
Come on, baby. One.
I'll be sure to drop you a line. It's wonderful.
The sounds of love don't just happen. You have to make them.
I wish... Everybody would.
My eyes still see, but my eyes
silence is golden. Old Gold brings on Jewel Akins to tell you about the birds and the bees.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees. About the birds and the bees. And the flowers and the trees. And the birds and the bees. And the flowers and the trees. About the birds.
Turned on most of the time, aren't you, on one thing or another?
I've gone up on drugs so much, I don't think I can come down. I really don't. And everybody thinks I'm high, and I am. You get sort of a heady feeling, you know. I just can't come down. It's impossible. I've tried. I really can't come down. I think I just went too high and never came down.
Airtime for that message provided by Wicker World on West 4th Street in Royal Oak. Wicker World.
Ain't it high time we went? In Birmingham, it's 63 degrees at WHFI.
Books include A Philosophy for Our Times and his own autobiography, The Public Years.
We of this nation, desirous of helping to bring peace to the world and realizing the heavy obligations upon us arising from our possession of the means of producing the bomb, are prepared to make our full contribution toward effective control of atomic energy.
His name, Bernard Baruch.
Butterfly of love. Bob Lynn with the elusive butterfly of love. RFI, Birmingham turns to gold right after the news.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Peter Donnelly. One of the freed American POWs is already in a military hospital for a checkup. A Defense Department spokesman, Captain Leo Brenner, told reporter Walt Wheeler the other POWs were on their way to military hospitals in Alabama and California.
The hospitals were chosen because they're near the hometowns of the officers.
Does that mean their families can visit them anytime they like?
That's correct. You know, their families can be with them, you know, when they're not, you know, doing something, you know, tests and this type of thing.
The anti-war escorts charged the Pentagon had jeopardized future releases by taking control of the pilots. Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Eban says powers outside the Middle East cannot solve that region's problems. Eban told the United Nations they have not fought its wars and will not build its peace. Japan and China established diplomatic relations. While Prime Ministers Tanaka and Zhou Enlai signed the agreement, Taiwan was told of Japan's break in relations with the Chiang Kai-shek government. This is UPI World News.
That's Charlie, all right. Harriet, look at this. Just about everyone we know is a polluter.
Oh, George, what in the world are you talking about?
Harriet, you too.
George, what are you...
Right here. Now, look at this article from Keep America Beautiful. It lists a couple of dozen things people do without even knowing that it makes them polluters. Everyone in town fits into this somewhere. Here, if you put your garbage outside in loose packages that can be knocked over easily, you're a polluter.
Well,
you do it all the time.
Mm.
Look, here's Charlie. His plant is still dumping chemicals into the river. And Barbara drives her car short distances when she could just as easily walk.
That's right.
And our councilman. He still is fighting that new sewage treatment plant. Well, that helps pollution.
Well, I guess you're right, George. But you left out one important member of the group.
Hmm?
You're a litter bug, George.
People start pollution. People can stop it. Won't you help?
This message brought to you by Keep America Beautiful Incorporated. The Agriculture Department says food costs went down in August, but indicated the decline could have been larger if stores had passed on lower prices to their customers. The department says most food chains only passed a small fortune of the drop in farm prices onto the housewife. President Nixon and Henry Kissinger held a working dinner at the White House. Dr. Kissinger reported on his latest talks in Paris on the Vietnam settlement. There are reports the Kissinger talks reached the Syria stage and that another session will be held early next week. A former Navy pilot accused the Navy of making unauthorized bombing strikes over North Vietnam. Former Lieutenant William Grepper claims that pre-planned raids were flown by carrier-based planes on at least two occasions. Senator Richard Swiker, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says the testimony was unexpected.
I felt the evidence all isolated. The Lavelle case is strictly related to 7th Air Force. View of what I've heard this morning, I'm now convinced that there's certainly some suspicion that the naval chain of command was involved. This, to me, points to a far wider operation than we've been led to believe by what we found so far.
The government says serious crimes rose just 1% in the first 6 months of 1972. Attorney General Richard Kleindien says although the rate of crime continued to rise in the suburbs, the overall six-month increase is the smallest in 12 years. Acting FBI Director Patrick Gray says he'll hand in his resignation to the man who wins the election November 7th. Gray says if named permanent director, he would resign in 1976 as a method, Gray says, to make the FBI director accountable to the president. Railroad industry and union lobbyists have joined in an effort to get Congress to approve federal funds to improve carrier services. The legislation also includes a joint landmark agreement on the protection of workers' rights. Teachers' union leaders in Washington narrowly missed going to jail. A federal judge gave them a four-day reprieve to give negotiations more time. In Philadelphia, in the morning, 13,000 teachers will file into classrooms they haven't seen since last June. Four alternate jurors have been selected for the Juan Corona trial. Opening statements are expected to be made in the morning. The East African nation of Uganda says the question of the mass deportation of Asians should not be debated in the United Nations. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Peter Donnelly.
From Stereo 94, Birmingham.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Master Jack.
Master Jack. Four Jacks and a Jill. I adore him, say the angels.
They say he doesn't love me.
Today out of your head, put tomorrow there instead. The last 2 years of college are the biggest two you'll do.
If you're transferring from junior college or couldn't take ROTC your first 2 years, look into the Army ROTC two-year program. You'll get a degree and a commission, and you'll be paid $100 a month for 10 months of the school year.
Take today out of your head, put tomorrow there instead.
Army ROTC. The more you look at it, the better it looks.
Old Gold Time on WHFI-FM, 1110.